Back in 2006, you know, we all saw those visions on TV of Katrina coming through and what those folks were experiencing. And for me personally, it was that removed sense that I had. It was someplace else, somebody else, wasn't really close to home. Gee, I really feel bad about that, but somebody somewhere will help them out. FEMA was supposed to be there, Red Cross, all of those kinds of things. And as the days went on, Cheryl and I talked about it, and we thought, oh, well, we can probably do something. We can go down and take some Red Cross classes, maybe have the opportunity to go down there and work in one of the centers, do some of those kind of things. And we did the Red Cross classes, and it really didn't pan out. They had enough volunteers that wasn't something that went on. And as we talked about it in our church, it came to light that PDA was building a community down there and had opportunities to go. And I thought, as we discussed it in our church services and how we would do that and how we would pay for that, because it all has to come from donations from each individual church, I thought, wow, that's something nice. Make me feel good. Make us feel good. Make the church feel good. We could go and do that. So I signed up, and we went through the fundraising part of it and picked a date, filled out the questionnaires, looked around, and we had 7 women and 2 men sign up. And I thought, wow. What are we going to do down there in that devastation? The women were homemakers, some school teachers, some young people that had been in just started the workforce. There was myself, who is, you know, jack of all trades, master of none, can do a little bit of everything, but not a whole lot. And a minister who was using our church for his Christian fellowship. I thought, wow, that's quite a group. So we did what we needed to do. We decided to go. PDA said, we're going to take you into New Orleans, and we'll send you to a camp. And that was pretty much the extent of what we knew we were going to do. And we got down there, and we arrived on a Saturday, was able to do a little touring of New Orleans. And this was in April of 2006, so 6 months afterwards. The feeling of driving through the streets, seeing all this debris still packed up along the road, you had a sense that nobody was helping. Wasn't a whole lot going on. Whole neighborhoods out in New Orleans there was just beautiful brick homes. And a FEMA trailer occasionally where nobody was around. And it was, I got to tell you, it was scary. We were there about 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon, and it was like, I think we better leave. We don't know what's out there. So we left and went on down to a place called Houma, Louisiana, which is an oil town. They take people back and forth to the oil rigs. We drove in on a road to the PDA camp. It was a group of 8x10 plastic-coated, corrugated boxes, for lack of better words. The camp could hold 80 people, and there was 3 cots to an 8x10 tent, I guess you'd call it, or box. We kind of settled in, met the director of the camp, who was a young lady from New York who had taken off for 6 months and dedicated herself to doing that. She told us a little bit that we would be going to a town about 20 miles south of there to do our work. There was a local agency called TRAC that had interviewed the people, determined the needs, and then according to the skill sheets that we filled out, which with our group wasn't a whole lot, matched up what they had going on with the people that were coming in. So we went, okay, I guess we'll get started tomorrow morning. April in California is kind of nice, still pretty good. April in Louisiana is hot, humid. And if you've been down in that part of the country, it zaps you pretty quick. So we go the next day, and we pull up to this house. It's in the process of being fixed. They've got it raised off the ground about 5 feet. We get out, kind of figure out what we need to do. The local contractor who's running the program meets us, tells us we're going to be painting, doing some trim work, and finishing up this lady's house. Really no story of who she was or anything. She comes out, very gracious lady, name's Miss Henry. She tells us a little bit about her story, about how the water came in. You know, it was 5 feet in the house because the house was down on the ground. This town's sea level is 5 feet above sea level. She talks about having to move and be with friends 30 miles away. It was her husband, and a 5-year-old autistic grandson that she was taking care of. While she was out of the house, her husband passed away. Here she was back in this house that volunteers were putting back together for her. And what a moving experience that was. It was a faith-based community. She had put her trust in the Lord. She knew that he would take care of them. And the people that were going down there to help her, she knew was sent by God to do God's work. We were there, and at noon, we stopped to have lunch. And you could hear the church bell or bell ring. It was, you know, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Noon came, rang 12 times. We're sitting there thinking, okay, well, we needed the break. After the 12th chime, the bells in the church started playing a hymn, and I don't remember the hymn, but it was, wow. I came here to help make me feel good, do some things I thought was worthwhile, and God's telling me, you're here because I sent you here. You're here to help these people because they need help. You're here because the need is here for something to be done, and there's not a lot of people doing it. We spent a glorious week with her, painting, getting the trim done, doing stair work. The community was there as an open, loving community. It's a faith-based community. We had to turn down a couple of families who wanted to feed us lunch, who were just so happy to have somebody there helping. They just brought you into the home. Her son was living close by, who was a fisherman, went out, caught fresh shrimp. We had a lunch of shrimp jambalaya, shrimp fry, and just there was no need that you had to give something to get something. I went there with one thing in mind, and what I came away with was the Lord's presence in me doing his work for his reasons. I wasn't in control. He was in control. And to reach out to neighbors, people you don't know, have no idea what it is, and see the strength of the Lord in them giving back to us, being there. I would tell you, if you ever have the opportunity to do that, whether it's a hurricane, whether it's a earthquake, fire, whether it's through PDA or another organization, talk to the Lord. He's telling you what to do. You just have to listen. You have to have that leap of faith to be able to say, I think I'm going to do this. I know I can do it. He will guide me. He will lead me through and give me the strength to deal with the things. And whether you're an electrician or a homemaker or a teacher or whatever, there is a need in any of these situations for you to be there. And it may not be anything more than just ministering to the people that's there, listening, telling them God's aware of your needs, and he'll be there with you. Thank you.